Lord, you are the muscular Savior who hears our cries and rescues us. Just as you rescued the Hebrews from the oppressors long ago, you are the courageous King who leads the charge and takes the victory and hands it over to a people he loves and bleeds for. You are the shepherd who fights off wolves and feeds us with just the nourishment we need. We come to you. And who else would we go to? You have the words of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, thank you for good news, good news. In a world of bad news, you are the light that breaks the grip of darkness in ways beyond our frail anticipation. Thank you for imputed righteousness, the great exchange that Jesus' righteousness, perfection, goodness, accomplishments gets credited to us. Thank you that we are in him, perfectly unfolded, even in our sin, our frailty, our head-shaking moments. If it weren't for him, we'd have no advocate, no hope, no chance. Thank you, Lord, in your mercy. Because you have adopted us, we are now a part of the royal household. Imperfect though we are, yet you have given us a royal pedigree. All of your riches are now ours. You have given us a new identity, a new reality, a new existence. By the unequaled power of your Spirit, help us respond to that calling on our lives, that we might live in love, in truth, in mercy, in holiness, in humility, and in power, all for your glory and for the kingdom come. Lord, in your mercy, nations rage, kingdoms totter. Lord, make your almightiness known, that others might be still and know that you alone are God. Be exalted among the nations, Lord, that they will stop threatening violence, that they will stop trying to play God, because they will know deeply that you are God and you alone, as majestic Savior, King, and Father. Lord, in your mercy. Lastly, we pray for the households of those who worship here today. May our specific households reflect your face. May we shine the grace and truth of Jesus in our thoughts, alone and together, in our decisions, alone and together, in our actions, alone and together, that in our households people feel a warmth that flows directly from your heart of purifying love and fire. That we have meaningful things to do for the kingdom, praising and serving and praising with a joy that knows no end date. The prayers are said with sincerity and zeal. That rest happens frequently, where true laughter is the melody that becomes daily. Where our households are proactively looking for a way to share the hopeful good news of Jesus and live the hopeful good news of Jesus. And that we might personally experience a deep, deep, deep peace which stands in revolutionary contrast to the chaos of a frenzied world. Lord, in your mercy. Savior, King, Father, we come to you and sing in the name of Christ and in Christ alone. Amen.